Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
I believe that positive, supportive, loving, and emotionally and intellectually stimulating relationships are a very vital part of each person's healthy life. Without these kind of relationships, human beings cannot develop fully and cannot have a well-rounded and healthy life. Now, creating these relationships requires great communication skills and insights into human behavior. We all develop these to one degree or another just organically, but I think that there are special systems. If we learn them, it really gives us a much better chance of having great relationships in both business, personal, home, and intimate relationships. So learning and integrating the Bank Code Assessment Success System is an essential component of a healthy life. So please join me in this episode as we explore Bank Code more in depth. Now, I remind you that you can learn more about Bank Code by going to FOUR-CARDS.com. That's 4-cards.com. Now, please enjoy this segment of Natural Solutions with Dr. J as we focus on the topic of Bank Code.
Hi, so I'm Dr. J, and as you know, I have this podcast called Natural Solutions with Dr. J. And so I'm so pleased we're here at the Bank Code Trainers Seminar, I guess it's the seminar, right?
It's a convention in Las Vegas.
For 2 days was convention, and this is training for the trainers.
Right, absolutely.
2 days, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm really grateful and honored to be here in the USA, in Las Vegas, from Australia. I've come a long way from home.
From Perth. Which is up in the northwestern corner.
Well, yeah.
Isn't it?
It's the
west close to
coast.
Southeast.
Yeah.
Is it down?
Oh, it's kind of in the middle of the west coast of Australia.
Yeah.
And I'm a long way away from home, but I feel right at home with the people that I've met here.
Yeah.
And one of those special people, amazing people, is my good friend here, Dr. J.
Thank you.
Who's an amazing, accomplished author. And he has this wonderful podcast, which you get the pleasure of listening to. I'm certainly going to subscribe to it as ASAP.
Right, exactly.
So I'm Bas Tadros. I'm an author based in Australia. I'm a hypnotherapist and a coach, and I'm also a trainer. And one of the most...
I didn't know all those details.
Well, there you
go. I knew that you had this book. Now, what's the title of your book?
My book is 3 Steps to Inspiration for Life.
3 Steps to Integration?
Inspiration.
Inspiration. For life.
For life.
Yeah, I looked at that the other day. It looks very nice. It's succinct.
Well, you know, my book is all about making things simple. And it's a simple guide to connecting to the power within and being intuitive in the way you do things in life. And I got a short, succinct, quick testimonial and sponsor from Dr. John DeMartini, who's a best-selling author, and he was on the show, the movie, The Secret.
Oh, right, that's right.
And he says that this is a simple guide that shows you how to do what you love and love what you do. And that's really the simple motto that I live by in my life. If I'm doing something and it's not what I love doing, I ask myself why. If I can delegate it, I delegate it. If I can, you know, change it around, I'll change it around. But otherwise, I do what I love and I love what I do. And if you do what you love and love what you do, you never have to work a day in your life. Nothing ever feels like work. Nothing ever feels like a chore. And you can apply that to your business. You can apply that to your relationships. It's really a simple motto to live by. Do what you love and love what you do.
And so were you brought up that way in your family? Is that something that's typical in Australia?
I was born in Egypt.
Oh, that's right.
I was born in Cairo, Egypt. by two beautiful, humble Egyptian Coptic Orthodox parents. And we moved very
Coptic.
Early.
Uh-huh.
Coptic right, Egyptians, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we moved very early on in my life. By age six, we moved out of Egypt. And I haven't actually been back to Egypt for, it's about 30 years now. And so...
Not even a visit as a tourist or
no,
anything.
No, the closest I've come is Doha and Jordan. And, I still speak Arabic fluently. And I love that part of the world.
Because of those first 6 years, plus your family.
Sure, I became my parents' translator.
Right.
So
all right.
As soon as I learned English, they were like, okay, translate. Right. You know, we send you to school for you to translate.
But you went to Cyprus after Egypt.
That's right. So I got to play the translator in a couple of different roles, because when we left Egypt, we lived in Cyprus, and I learned Greek.
Right.
Greek Cypriot.
So you're the Greek Cypriot side versus the Turkish side.
Versus the Turkish side. I've actually never been to the Turkish side, just the little border between. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in Cyprus a number of years ago, at an international bank.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I was there for a number of days and on the Greek side.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Very beautiful
island.
And beautiful beaches and it's a retirement place for a lot of people in Europe too, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people go there in the summer in Europe, and it's quite mild even, I guess, in the winter.
Mm-hmm,
and that.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got family there because my father is the oldest of seven children. And when he moved to Cyprus, he actually whisked along with him, a brother, a sister.
From Egypt
right. to Cyprus. Right. And then eventually another brother came out. So I've got one of my uncles has passed away there. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
But I've got his family there, his wife and his children. I've got my auntie there, and I've got another uncle there who's got a family there as well. So we were there for my honeymoon, my wife and I.
Nice. How long ago was that?
That was in 2014. 2014. Yeah, I had to think about it.
About 3 years exactly.
3 years ago. Yeah. We just recently had.
Congratulations! Wow.
Thank you. And yeah, I had to think about 2014 because we had our son in 2015, and I usually think of 2015. We had our honeymoon in Cyprus in 2014, and we're due to go there again.
And then you moved to Australia.
We moved to Australia.
And how old were you?
I was 9, turning 10 when we moved to Australia.
Oh, so you're only in Cyprus like 3 years.
Yeah.
And your Greek is still pretty?
My Greek's completely gone. I can say Yasu and Tikanis and a couple of words Siparakalo and things like that. Mm. I love languages.
Yeah.
But what you don't practice, you don't retain.
That's right. That's right.
And that's like anything in life.
But if it's burned in at early enough age and enough, then it'll come back once you're there. I believe that's...
Well, nothing's ever lost. I really believe that. And so I think it's in there somewhere. It's just a matter of practice. It's a matter of going back.
Being in the environment where the language is spoken all the time. Yeah.
Being re-immersed in it. So, I came to Australia with two languages that I spoke perfectly well, which was Greek Cypriot and Arabic. I predominantly translated to my parents from English to Arabic. So I managed to maintain and retain the Arabic language, but I let slip and let go of the Greek language.
Interesting.
I still love it very, very much so, and I'd love to bring it back somehow. But
you'll be one of the first bank ambassadors to Greece.
Absolutely. And I think I've got family there that if I shared with them the concept and the passion and the excitement about this training and what it can do for their life and for the loved ones and for the people that they would like to change the lives of, it could just do miraculous, huge things.
Yeah.
I think they'd take to it like wildfire.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a fantastic system and way to improve communication and really be aware. I mean, I've found so many really positive things about it, both with working professionally with patients and clients and also in interactions with family members. And I'm not perfect at it by any means.
Yeah.
But it's been great.
You're perfectly imperfect, right?
As we all are. Right.
I was asked to speak on stage the other day, and one of the things I really wanted to say, but obviously time when you're on stage
goes by so quickly. Yeah,
I've done many,
and you did really greatly.
Thank you.
It was really wonderful.
Thank you. I spoke from the heart. You recorded.
I recorded, so I can give him a copy of that.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Because I can't wait to send that to my business partner.
Oh yeah, perfect.
So what I really Some of the things I'd really like to share here on your podcast, and it's a special for your podcast that I didn't get to share on stage, is that both myself and my business partner, Adam Majur, we've had over 50 years of combined personal development, spiritual development, financial development. You think it, we've done it, all these different programs. But when I met Sherry Tree, the founder of Bank, I started to see that there's a way that I can combine everything I've ever done, everything we've ever done, into one amazing simplified methodology that I could share with the world. And I could share it with anyone. I could share it with a small business owner, an entrepreneur. I can share it with the corporate world, small, large, whatever it may be, regardless of the business or the potential or the even the scope.
Like the envelope or the envelope or the environment. It doesn't matter which particular arena of business or whatever.
Absolutely.
It fits into all of them. Yeah.
You know, even teams that don't have external clients that want to build up their own team internally to understand each other better, to work better together as a team.
Yeah, that small group dynamics, it's like family dynamics or anything. It's really important to have that communication ability. Yeah.
You got it, Dr. J. And even people that don't want to apply it in business, if they want to apply it in their family and in their home, it's applicable anywhere, everywhere, where there's people talking to each other and communicating. And that's everywhere, really. Where do you go where you're not talking to someone? Even if you go to Starbucks to order a coffee, you've got to speak to the person there to you know, to buy a
coffee.
Very true. We're always communicating. That's what connects us. That's what allows us to work with people. But
good point. As human beings, all animals have their forms of communication.
Absolutely.
But we have this supposedly more advanced, who knows, form of communication that's verbal as well as nonverbal.
Yeah.
And Bank Code definitely enhances the ability to communicate at both those levels when one's learned it and practices.
Definitely. I've spent a long time in the corporate world. And in the corporate world, I felt like...
What arenas? You said financial.
I was a marketing manager for a global, in the top Fortune 100 companies, who's global. And I had the privilege of traveling. And, you know, my territory was Asia Pacific. So basically anywhere like Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, I got to sort of represent that territory from a marketing perspective for certain products and after sales. And, you know, you get to see in the corporate world that there's a high intellect and there's a very high IQ amongst certain individuals.
Right.
And what people praise or what people look for is that high intellect and high IQ. Now, that could make certain people feel really uncomfortable. And it could make...
You mean the people who aren't in that high IQ arena? Or even the people who are...
compare themselves with the higher IQ. But even the ones with the high IQ makes them uncomfortable because they're having to deal with people that have lower IQ.
Right.
And they probably lose, you know, frustration or they lose, you know, respect or whatever it may be for those people. And so
is the EQ equation thrown in there too, or...
Very rarely, seldom and rarely do you see high IQ in the corporate world. And so what I love about this program is you can bring in the EQ and combine it with the IQ and allow both to see eye to eye and come
and
together.
It's not really stated in an EQ IQ fashion. It's integrated in a subtle way in the bank codes.
Perfect.
Because it has to do with values.
Absolutely.
And one thing fascinating that I've studied a lot of personal growth things and stuff like that, and going to a variety of different classes, often people will talk about how our brains work.
Yeah.
And I've written a couple books on that. And in one of mine, Super Brain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, I talk a little bit about the subconscious mind and the conscious mind and how they interact and that too. But it's often said that underlying in the subconscious mind is where our beliefs and values lie. And then those propagate thoughts, and then that creates emotions, and then that will create an action or behavior, and then we get results because of that. Mm-hmm. And then because of the results, then that shapes our values and our beliefs. Can we do this? Can we not do it? Is it successful or not? So it's working both conscious level and then down in the unconscious level, and then it bubbles back up into the conscious level with our thoughts and emotions and our actual behavior. And so what's fascinating is bank code starts out, and it's the cards about values.
Sure.
So it's dealing at the subconscious level that influences all the way up, but it's not... typically, I think the conscious level is considered to be more of the intellectual. And then the lower ones, there's emotions integrated throughout the entire, both the brain stem and then the middle brain, et cetera, and to the cerebrum and everything. So we've got emotions scattered throughout that whole part.
Yeah.
But so values percolating from the subconscious, and then that's what we work with Bank. And so that intellectually, because I'm sort of like a knowledge type, so I'm always trying to come up, and I really like models.
Sure.
And learning different ones. So,
you're very high knowledge, and obviously you see that in the work that you do as an author, you see that in your title as a doctor. And you know, the way I like to simplify it for people like me that are not very, very high in their knowledge side of things, you know, not so much high in the IQ. I'm not saying I'm the lowest IQ, but I'm somewhere.
No, you're way, I mean, having a predominant, like my knowledge, and I just recently did a little video about my choice of why I chose to dress the way I did at the pool party.
Right.
You have to lot. I think it's funny.
I love that.
My white, little video.
White clothes. Pool party.
Exactly. Awesome. Yeah. Thing. It's a really, I recorded it on Sunday morning after the pool party on Saturday night. Because I just kind of woke up and I'm going, you know, I was wearing this kind of, it was a little disjointed and stuff, and it was the best I could do. And as I am not like a perfectionist dresser, and I don't go to the top labels and stuff. It doesn't make that much difference to me, but I was trying to at least be a little bit that way. So I sort of made fun of my whole costume as a knowledge type who cares less about that. But it doesn't matter whether one has a predominance of knowledge type behavior values as far as intellect.
Sure.
Because everyone, I mean, there are so many really smart people who have a predominance of a particular thrust, whether you're action.
I'm a high nurturer and high action.
Yeah, exactly.
But my knowledge is not too far behind.
Right, right.
And what I like to think about is, let's say with the conscious and subconscious mind, or some call it unconscious mind.
Right, exactly.
The conscious mind.
Un is often described under the subconscious too, but whatever.
Sure. Yeah. So the conscious mind.
There's a lot of different ways to say it.
For me, it's conversational.
It
holds conversations. It's intellect. Mm-hmm. It's all about measuring. So like if I was calculating something, this is the conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking
it's more on the logical side or also the creative side? Because sometimes we have this you split the brain into two sides, and one is much more creative and artsy and not so much verbal, and then the other is the intellectual. But
it can be
there's a lot of ways it works.
The conscious mind, for me, I liken it to the interface of the computer, if you like.
Right.
So the calculator, the opening up a word processing document,
spreadsheet. That's a great way to put it.
And then the unconscious is like the programming.
Exactly.
It's like the Windows. It's like, you know, what runs
it's the operating system.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's digital. It's on-off switches.
Now, let me go further.
Yeah.
This is a stand-alone laptop, if you like, or PC computer.
Is the example.
The combination of your conscious and unconscious.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Right? So we talked about the interactive calculator and word processing.
Mm-hmm. And like then, the applications and the windows and stuff like that on top. Yeah.
The applications is your unconscious.
Oh.
The word processing calculator, Excel spreadsheet is your conscious.
All right.
And now he's your super conscious. You plug it into the internet.
Oh,
right.
And so this is how I like to
simplify things, because I liked IT when I was a kid growing up and going from high school to uni.
So when you were born, there were personal computers?
Not when I was born, because
I was born like 64.
In the 80s. Yeah.
And so I was born in the 50s.
Right.
And so in the 80s was when my first computer, I got like some of the first personal computers.
Yeah. They had these 64. Or,
I know of it. Yeah, I know of it. No, mine was a little more advanced. It had two floppy disk drives.
Okay.
I mean, that was advanced. I paid $3,000 for that plus the software and the printer.
Yeah.
And it had two 256K floppy disk drives.
Okay.
256K. I mean, my God.
Wow.
So I've seen it. I mean, I've had so many different computers over my life.
You're taking me right down memory lane. Because the floppy disk drive.
Five and a quarter
inch.
And
the hard disk drive.
Oh, yeah,
Which was, not so much a hard drive that's in your computer, but it was a hard disk drive after the floppy disk drive.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And then it was the
external,
CD.
Yeah, right.
And the
DVD. That's right. That's right. Hilarious. And now the USB port.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is so
HDMI and so on. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we've progressed with time.
Yeah. And so we have the computer and we have the internet. And so the internet's this higher.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so you can think that all you are is this computer or this laptop until you plug into the internet and then you've got worldwide knowledge and access.
Yeah.
And this is where I like to think that I can limit myself by thinking here I am in my intellect or here I am in my logic and my IQ, or I can unlimit myself and go from intelligence to wisdom.
All right.
Wisdom is profound.
Uh-huh.
You know, intelligence can be limited.
Yeah.
But wisdom is unlimited.
Yeah. So I really like that analogy. And the computer is sort of like the individual, the ego.
Yeah.
And then connecting into the internet, which is essentially all human beings are so interconnected anyway.
Yeah.
And our brain waves are all interconnected with each other's brainwaves, and we get some inspirational thought. Well, it just could be we're just getting transmissions too.
Sure.
So,
some have said that the mind is like a receiver and transmitter of information and knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so when we think of it like that, what's a computer compared to the mind?
Yeah.
We celebrate technology. We celebrate supercomputers.
True.
But we are way beyond supercomputers.
Way beyond. Yeah.
It's just what we give ourselves credit for. It's what we give ourselves access to. It's how much we want to develop ourselves, how much we want to give ourselves some real credit versus, analyzing or criticizing or putting ourselves down. So I've really enjoyed this time with you.
Yeah, this has been great. So do you feel like bank also, because it's Natural Solutions with Dr. J, we kind of go into all realms.
Lovely.
But as far as like the work that you're doing, how does that impact people's health?
Well, to be absolutely honest, people need to think holistically. A lot of people think in isolation. They think, if I eat better, I'll feel better. Sure, that's true.
Yeah.
If I go to the gym, I'll feel better, work out or train or whatever it may be, or go for a run or go to the beach. Yes, sure, that's true too.
Mm-hmm.
But what you put in your mind and what you think about constantly also affects your body.
Hugely.
Absolutely.
Very good point.
So this is where mind, body, and spirit need to be holistically integrated and work together. So you can have a huge, drastic impact on your life and your health.
Yeah.
So I was asked once to speak on stage for nutrition. And I said, if I could get your permission, I'm going to completely divert from nutrition as to what you put in your mouth to the nutrition of what you put in your mind and how that's impacting, because your mind releases chemicals every day.
So true. I mean, every second.
Right?
It's constant.
So if I'm eating the healthiest food on the planet, but I'm thinking toxic thoughts, then
it's
I'm like, still producing toxicity.
It's like eating heavy metals.
Right.
Yeah.
And that affects every part of my being. And so we've got to think energetically. We've got to think holistically. We've got to think spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to think mentally. We've got to think physically. And only when we expand ourselves to be able to holistically integrate all of that, we get really amazing, great results.
Very true.
But if we do these things in isolation without the full integration, then it's like saying I'll have a computer where I've got a motherboard, but I don't have a screen, for example. I have a motherboard, but no hard drive. Right?
Yeah. And without the hard drive, boy, you got a lot of problems now. You can't even start it.
Exactly, right? and we know that when computers get a virus, for example, and it goes to a corrupt hard drive, you can't even switch it on, no matter what operating system you've got.
That's right.
It's gone. Or if the motherboard collapses. So the people that are thinking in isolation, they're like the ones that go to the gym and think, I want to become, have an athletic body, but they're not maintaining or looking after their spiritual health or their mental health. And so what usually happens with them is, sure, they might get an amazing looking body, but they'll lose commitment, or they won't want to get out of bed, or they might not want to go to work, or they might not have great relationships.
Yeah.
Or they might not have a great relationship within themselves. There's people that have great bodies. You look at them and they look at themselves in the mirror and they don't even see that they have a great body. They could have,
even though it, from the outside, everyone's going, oh my God, look at that body.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're comparing themselves to other people. They could have bigrexia, or they can have anorexia. And that's because they've worked on the hard drive or the motherboard, but not so much the monitor.
Yeah.
It's not even plugged in.
So they're working on also the hardware and not the software too.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And so, I mean, we're using a computer analogy. Yeah.
Because people understand it's so ubiquitous now. I mean, it's, but it's way beyond computers, but it's a good analogy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I guess we're trying to simplify it for people to see it from a different angle, different perspective. And when you do, you see traction and results so much quicker. You know, most people, when they think of health, they look at the billboards that say dieting and physical workouts. They don't even think that their health, physical health, and their wellness and their appearance also highly depends on their mental health.
So true. So true.
There's more traction in that.
And I'm finding that working with bank code and learning it, exploring it with other people and actually using it, that's all part of this, actually helps to reintegrate the brain and having all the different parts of the brain work properly. We've got this dementia epidemic in the U.S. 1 in 3 people dies with dementia.
Wow.
And 1 out of 8 people will have Alzheimer's, and it's devastating for people. And so one of the things in my books also, I suggest that people learn bank code and practice that, because it helps to light up and integrate different parts of the brain that would degenerate otherwise. Mm-hmm. But so, we're right about the perfect amount of time for this podcast for those who are commuting back and forth to work. So I would like, if you would, Bass, just spell your name for the audience and tell the audience where they can get more information from you and the name of your book. So.
Sure. So thank you. Thank you for this. It's been a great opportunity. It's been great talking with you. And I love the energy, and I love what we're co-creating around the world with this amazing energy.
It's such a blessing to be able to meet you.
Likewise. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm honored. So my name is Bass Tadros. Bass as in B-A-S-S.
Like the fish.
Like the fish. Right. Like Bass Strait or Bass Pro in the U.S.
Right.
Or Bass as in Bass Strait. There was an explorer who has part of the sea over in between Australia in Tasmania.
Bass
Strait. So B-A-S-S. And my surname, phonetically spelled, sounds very Greek. Tadros. T-A-D-R-O-S.
Right. All right.
So basstadros.com.
Oh, all right.
Is my website.
All right. And your book again?
And my book's on there as well. It's 3 Steps to Inspiration for Life. And you can also have a gift of a free download of an ebook that I've got on there, which is 7 Steps to a Daily Inspired Life on there.
Wow, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope everyone goes to your website, does the download, and I'm sure everyone is going to have great positive benefits from that. And I'm so grateful that we had a chance to do this at this conference and meet.
Thank you so much. It's my life purpose. It's what I live for.
Wow.
And I'm really grateful to have met you.
This is wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening and watching.
Great connections with other wonderful people in your life is such an important part of who you are as a human being and how you can maintain your health and happiness. As you see, learning and integrating the bank code assessment success system can be an essential component of your healthy lifestyle. So I remind you that you can learn more about bank code at 4-cards.com. That's F as in Frank, OUR-CARDS.COM. Go there to 4-cards.com to learn more about bank code and to get your bank code personality assessment. Normally a $97 cost, but if you use the code DRJAY, then you can get your assessment for free, and you can also get extra discounts off of other bank code products by using that code. That's drj@bankcode.com. Thanks again, and we look forward to having you listen to and enjoy our next podcast on Natural Solutions with Dr. Jay.